Hello, and welcome to Your Sparkly Brand. We're here to inspire and empower entrepreneurs just like you. This podcast is all about delivering no fluff, high value content that helps you to grow your business. It doesn't matter if you're still starting out and you have no budget and you're still DIYing everything on your own. We are giving you the tips, tools, and strategies that you need to build your sparkly empire. I'm Megan Gersh, your resident branding and web design extraordinaire. I'm here with my co-host, the copywriting queen, Lauren Tessie. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Hi, Megan. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing pretty well.
Awesome. So do you have a sparkly moment you want to share?
Yeah, definitely. So I think I might have shared this on the podcast a few weeks ago, but I just had my first workshop where I was speaking to Pike Place Market up in Seattle. So basically I'm teaching them the basics of short form video, which has been super fun. And it's just been like a really cool opportunity. I'm just so grateful to be able to serve in this way. So yeah, what about you?
That's so exciting. Well, I'm turning a challenging moment into a sparkly one. I've come to realize over the past couple of months that like sometimes my clients ask for like, oh, we have these emails, we just want them rewritten or updated. And it's just, I know this and I've been through this too many times. It's more work than it should be. And I should not be charging less than I would charge for a new email for that, just because it doesn't matter who it is. It's always like when it comes down to revisions, when it comes down to whatever it is, it takes just as much time. So I'm not doing that anymore. And I have a new policy in my business.
We love a new boundary. So good job.
All right. So let's get into our episode. If you're listening to this episode on or close to the day we release it, then you know that the holiday season is coming at us fast. The good news is it is not too late to prep your business. There's still plenty of time to throw together a Black Friday promotion or figure out holiday client gifts. So don't let the overwhelm and the busyness of this time of year get you flustered. We're sharing some of the things you might want to think about or might want to implement right now so you can sort of take advantage of the holidays. So we're giving you our tips, sort of what's on our to-do list, and you can steal them and implement them in your business. So up first and very first Black Friday promotion. If you're going to do one, it's time to figure it out. You only got a few weeks until that time is coming. So you're either on the boat or you're not on the boat. Product-based businesses, you want to create your content now. Do whatever you can. So that way it's just plug and play by the time Thanksgiving rolls around. Plan it out, have everything just ready to go. For service-based businesses, you can do a Black Friday promotion. You don't have to have like a physical thing. You know, it's sort of what Black Friday started as was, you know, the in-store shopping thing, but now it's just kind of an excuse to have a promotion, put an offer out. You can do a discount, you can bundle a service. There's all sorts of ways to get creative and just sort of do something this time of year.
Yeah. And one thing I want to say about Black Friday too, is that this is one of the highest trafficked kind of sales points in the year. And so like making sure that your offer is like a deep discount, like that it is like really a savory offer for people is so, so important, just because people are going to be spending their money every which way, right? Like, and the holidays are really all about like gifting. There's a lot of like charity type things going on. So like definitely putting some thought into what your Black Friday deal is going to be is going to really, really benefit you in the long run. It just has to be kind of like the sale. If you're going to do it like during the year, like that has to be the one that people buy into.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I do think too, there's ways to do it which aren't discounts, right? There's ways to like, oh, buy one, get one free, or just, you know, I'm always cautious about too many discounts just because I think it makes your brand look bad. But if you are going to do it, this is the time of year. I want to say the other side I've seen and a lot of with like much more conscious companies, but they're just like, we're opting out of Black Friday. You know, we're not doing anything. We're giving our employees the day off. I've seen some companies be like, we only do one sale a year and it's not Black Friday. It's this. And people know, right? It's like, oh, I'm going to get excited for this sale. So you don't have to like cut all your prices to where you're not making any money. But if you want to, now is the time to jump on the train.
Yeah. I think one other thing to consider too, especially if you're a service provider, is that because so many people will be spending their dollars with, you know, gifting type things and like things for other people, really making sure that your offer makes sense in the Black Friday kind of sphere, just because like I'll just use myself as an example. One of my services are website reviews for people. And like, I can't imagine that too many people are going to want to buy a Black Friday website review from me. You know, like it has to be something like a little bit deeper. I'd probably have to come up with something a little bit more creative than that. Merry Christmas. Here's you know, some tips on your website. Okay. So another thing that you need to get sorted is your shipping situation. So shipping, especially during the holiday season, is one of the most important components. You know, there's a lot that is outside of your control when it comes to shipping. A lot of shipping, it gets delays around this time of year. So the more that you can educate your audience, the more that you can plan for it. When I used to work in merchandising, basically we would put out a calendar for our customers saying like, this is the cutoff for, you know, if you want your order delivered by Christmas, this is the day that you need to order by midnight at this day, and then kind of break it down from there, just so that it's really, really clear and setting those expectations for customers.
Another thing it's time to think about is gifts for clients. Is this something you want to do? Is this in your budget? What's your stance on this? I'm going to say that I personally haven't done this before. I'm thinking about doing it this year, and now is the time to think about it because you still have time to think about it. And just sort of picking something that like aligns with your brand, aligns with who you are, and doing that kind of thing. It doesn't have to break the bank. You don't have to spend like hundreds of dollars and send flowers to all your clients. They don't really want that, you know? Just a little like, hey, I'm here for you kind of thing. I remember, Meg, a couple years ago, you made that calendar out of your artwork. It was like a little mini calendar, and I had it like on my whiteboard area where I have like all my information. And I just thought it was like the perfect way to kind of like brand yourself without it being like Megan Gersh design, because it was your art and it was cool and it fit with your aesthetic, it fit with my aesthetic, but it wasn't like, you know, like when you get a calendar from the bank or something and you're just like, I don't want to look at this. So I just kind of wanted to share that because I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, and I thought you might touch on this, but you didn't, but like it was a strategic move on my part to essentially be in front of my clients all year long. Mm-hmm. So it was like a thing that they could actually use that still had like, you know, a little piece of my design style, my kind of flavor in it. But it's, again, something that you can use, you can write on it. You can like, I certainly, after that year was done, I took the different pieces and I made collage pieces out of them and stuff. Like I repurposed them for other things, but like, yeah, it's think about if there's a way that you can create a product or create something for your client that number one, actually use. And number two, that has longevity like that. So the other thing is you should be letting your clients and customers when you are quote unquote closed for business. This will impact how quickly you can get back to them with revisions. It also kind of sets that expectation that like we're on vacation for these 2 weeks or whatever. There's a lot of people that take off from Christmas to the New Year holidays. A lot of businesses are closed during that time. So like I usually don't get a lot of activity in that period. A lot of people are traveling, seeing their family, et cetera. And so it's just good to, again, get those dates out in front of your clients as soon as possible.
And another thing right up my alley is to do something special for your team, for your employees, your contractors, whoever is a part of your business and helps your business grow. Obviously bonuses, right? If you have actual like salaried employees, give them a bonus. That's going to be the easiest thing you can possibly do. Maybe in addition, you want to do one of these other things, but you know, that's really like the best way to say I appreciate you is to give more money. Another thing like I'm considering, and I need to figure this out because I have people like all over the world, but to do like, I like the idea of like a DoorDash gift card or something where it's like, here's a meal. Like I'm not just buying you something that I don't even know if you'll like, a coffee mug or something, but here, you know, everybody eats, right? So you need some DoorDash. I just got to figure out what DoorDash is in the other countries. You could do an Amazon gift card too, you know, or something. Maybe there's like something specific, a more specific place that you want to get a gift card from. And then if you have local employees or, you know, people nearby, doing something that like gets you together and like builds a bond is great. You know, when I worked for some people in small businesses, it was like we went out to lunch every December or something. It was just nice to like get out of the office and, you know, be normal humans in a social situation. So those are some ideas of things you can do for your team.
I'm going to take this opportunity right now to say that we should get some entrepreneurs together for our own little holiday party because we don't have coworkers.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So this next one, I literally put on this list for myself, but maybe somebody else needs to hear it. But remember that this time of year, your business might slow down and it's okay. And this has happened, Lauren, this has happened the past 3 years and somehow it takes you on an emotional roller coaster. And by the time New Year's comes around, you feel like you're never going to work again. That's not the case. So just keep in mind, maybe your business speeds up, maybe it slows down, prepare yourself mentally and financially, and just don't let it get you down.
It's so funny. I have like the opposite happen to me. Like the winter and the first of the year, like the first few months of the year are always like the busiest. I'm always just like, why did I take on this many projects in that time of year? So enjoy it.
Thank you.
This is also a great time of year to hire extra help before you might need it. So when you're in a clear state of mind, you'll obviously make better hiring choices, which will obviously benefit you as you take on other projects. And it also gives you enough time to train your team and to make sure that those systems and processes are in place that they will need once they go to tackle those projects.
Another thing to do right now before it's actually the holidays is to check out your inventory, both like your products and your supplies, right? You don't want to run a Black Friday promotion and then you can't fulfill all the orders because you didn't have the stock to begin with. So take some time, look at what you did last year, look at where you're going, and just be strategic about what you're buying. And like, make sure you have enough packing tape and stuff, but you know, do yourself a favor.
Yeah, definitely. And I cannot let this go by the wayside, but you have to make sure that your website is also ready. Obviously, lots of people will be shopping via their mobile devices. So making sure that it's optimized for mobile, tablet, and testing that checkout process is so key. There's nothing worse than somebody getting to their checkout and something looking a little funky or something acting up a little weird, and then they bounce and then you never get that sale. Also, just doing a check on your website to make sure that everything looks clear, everything feels very professional, and also just making sure that your service provider can handle that extra holiday traffic, especially if you're having a sale. So that is our episode. We just want to let you know to not stress about the holidays. It's so much easier if you do some planning ahead of time. So that way, when they roll around, it's a lot less stressful for you once things get busy. So thank you so much for listening. And until next time, stay sparkly.